broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
He really does know that area very, very well. I believe he probably lives near all those
bodies.
Well,
then he started attacking me.
Are you afraid of dogs now?
Nope, just one
Across
dog.
Across the nation, over 20 million Americans.
I was stopped by a security guard.
My butt would be raw.
My heart cries out for you.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go anywhere. We go places other talk shows wish they could and they can't. Yeah, that you know what? We're just on point here, man. We are on point. We are the talk show that is on point. We are the talk show that, if to use this combat term, to use this military term, we're on point. We draw all the fire. We have to, show all the other talk shows where the enemy is, where those elements are that will foil a great show, where those elements are that will destroy great radio. We are the point radio show. We are the radio show that other radio hosts listen to. We are the radio show that other management people listen to. We are the radio show whose ass gets kissed at the NAB by all those suits. And like that. Anyway, what are you looking at, bud?
Well, you're kind of laying on a little thick, aren't you?
Well, it's Monday, man. All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. We have Margaret Gray and Dave Oliva joining us tonight. We're going to talk tonight about Augusta National Golf Course. Not about the Masters, although it was a tremendous Masters. And, Robert, you watch the Masters?
No, I don't watch that.
Yeah, he didn't watch here. He didn't want to be a caddy. Yeah.
Shut up, man.
All right. Well, easy, man. The Masters was, this year's Masters was tremendous, but we aren't going to talk really about the Masters. We're going to talk about media access to the locker room, female media access. Then we have Dave Oliva to talk with us about the contretemps here in Los Angeles that you probably have heard about across the country. And that was the violent treatment, brutal, and murderous, murderous treatment of a fan here in Los Angeles. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and our affiliate spotlight tonight on the great station KJCE, 1370 AM in Austin, and the great people in Sarasota, Florida, WTMY, 1280 AM, and also our website, philhendryshow.com. If you go to our website and you get a backstage pass, you've got live streaming video of our show right now. That's right, right now, and you can check it out and see us on HD Phil TV, as well as all of the archives, all of our podcasts, our news feed, other surprises, our store, and the new T-shirt, the Phil Hendry Show T-shirt, is in the store tonight. So get over and get a little bit of summer wear tonight at the Phil Hendry Show store. All right, I want to get on the line here right now. We're going to get Margaret Gray on the line. She is still in Georgia. As a matter of fact, I think she's in Atlanta, Georgia. She was at the Masters, covering the Masters for Dicklin Syndicate. And Margaret, good evening, and I know you're up rather late for us. I appreciate it very much.
That's all right, Phil. Really had an interesting time at the Masters tournament, and it was certainly something to behold. I'm not really a sports reporter, though.
But as my understanding is, you went to the tournament to watch history.
Well, not so much history as...
But it was a social issue for you, right? The lack of women in the club?
That is exactly right. We went to Augusta to get a feel, really, for this place called the Augusta National Golf Course. This is one of America's iconic places. It's one of America's iconic sports centers. The Augusta National Golf Course was originally designed by Bobby Jones, who never was a professional golfer. He was an amateur golfer, but was one of perhaps the greatest golfers to have ever stepped on a golf course. This is a man, Phil. I don't know if you've seen any of Bobby Jones's instructional films.
Actually, I have.
Then you've seen the control that this man had with the golf club and the golf ball.
Yeah, Bobby Jones could aim the golf ball right at the lens of the camera. That's how good he was. He would show people different shots.
Yes, it was uncanny. And he would hit the ball, and it would literally hit the lens of the camera.
He had great, great control. And he demonstrated that with a lot of different kinds of shots.
Well, and so we went to this place called Augusta to look at this edifice, if you will, Phil, this place of great history, and we were met with something very, very tragic. We were met with something that in many ways speaks to the distant past. And it is not a pleasant distant past. It is not the beautiful dogwood. It's not the beauty of the course. It's not the elegance of the clubhouse. It's the bigotry, Phil. And that is the way they treat women. They did not allow me in the locker room to interview this young man, Rory McIlvoy, even though men were allowed in. I was not allowed in because of the bigotry of the Augusta golf course. I was not allowed...
No, hold on. If you could just bear with me for a moment, Margaret, because I've got some news here, and I wanted to let people know that there was some question as to whether women were allowed, and that was absolutely, that was dealt with, and that is not true. As a matter of fact, we had some audio that we collected from, it was CNN this morning, and CNN was talking with Tara Sullivan, who is a reporter for the Bergen Record. She had originally been denied access to the golf course, but eventually that was cleared up.
I was stopped by a security guard who told me that women were not allowed.
Yes, right here. Listen.
This is my fourth Masters, so I have covered
right
it before.
Right here.
I don't even honestly remember. I'm sure I've walked through that locker room
right
before.
Here.
I've never really pursued that as an avenue for interviews. There are so many ways and places at the Masters to talk to the golfers. But I did accept the apology. Clearly, there was just
right.
a mistake made at that moment.
The issue
I would have with Augusta, the people who host and run the Masters, is that it's their responsibility that the tournament security week personnel they hire are informed of what the policies are.
All right, so but you see that they do allow women in the locker room there.
I was denied, hold on for a minute. I know Tara Sullivan, and I think she's very well spoken there. She was denied access to that locker room.
No, but that was a mistake. The security guard did not allow her in, all right?
And I was denied access to that locker room as well. Let's back up, Phil, and first of all, let's state who was there. I was there. Tara Sullivan was there. You were not. I don't want to be childish, but as my son, Jason J. Delmonico, would say, two against one is better than none. And I...
No, but I understand that, but what am I missing here?
Well, here's what you're missing. Augusta does not allow women in the golf course. I was denied access at...
Margaret, are you telling me you were also denied access? Because what happened was Tara Sullivan was let in. It was a mistake made by one of the security guards. Augusta released a statement today saying that they comport and conform with all of the policies and all of the regulations that all the other major sports do conform to. So other major sports, football, baseball, hockey, they allow women in the locker room, and the Masters does too. And
well, I am telling you, I was not allowed. How is it that I was not allowed in? All right?
You were not allowed in.
That is correct.
What was the reason given to you for not being allowed in?
The reason given to me was that I did not have my credential. But that is not the reason. The reason is I'm a what?
You didn't have your credential.
That, I'm losing my voice from yesterday. That was, first of all, Phil, I think you need to understand what's going on here. There is a narrative that we are trying to construct. The narrative is that the Augusta National Golf Course, and I'm losing my throat.
I'm sorry, you have a sore throat?
I have a little bit of a sore throat, yes, because yesterday, in the middle of everything else, trying to get into the locker room, trying to secure the credentials to watch the tournament, interviewing people as to why it is they don't allow women to play on the course, and then some other things that will cause a woman's throat to dry up. I've had a very difficult 24 hours, Phil. If I could just get a sip of coffee.
Go ahead, Margaret. Margaret Gray joining us here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk about the Masters Tournament.
Women are not allowed in the locker room. Are they actually allowed in the locker room? The answer is yes. They let her in. They let me in. But the narrative that we are building here is that women are really not allowed in the locker room. And why are we building that narrative? Because women are really not allowed to play at Augusta. That is our major point, Phil. I know that Tara Sullivan would join me. I know that any woman who reported on the Masters would join me.
Well, hold on now. You're saying that your narrative is that women are not allowed, women are allowed in the locker room, but you want to tell, you want people to believe they're not.
We want, yes, and people will believe that they're not. And the reason is because the overall point and the overall truth is that women are not allowed to play at Augusta National Golf Course, and that is just dead wrong. That is absolute bigotry that harkens back to a time when a man was tied to a whipping post.
When, all right, now, before we get as far into the drama of that...
No, I'm not being dramatic, Phil, and I don't want to be dismissed.
No, I'm not dismissing you, Ms. Gray. Honest to God, I'm not dismissing you. But I think when you say a man tied to a whipping post, we understand that there are still areas of inequality.
This is Augusta National Golf Course we're talking about, and they don't allow women. They don't allow women. You're hearing me, right?
I'm hearing you, yes.
That is something that harkens back to a time when a woman was expected to stand in the kitchen cooking a meatloaf and standing in the tragedy of that, the tragedy of standing there with a meatloaf or what have you. I'm trying to put it in a way that you'll understand.
I understand what you're saying, that your main point is that it is wrong that women are not allowed to play at Augusta National Golf Course. You find that wrong.
And yes, I do.
All right, but what you're saying is, and what it was dishonest is, that women are also not allowed in the locker room. And one of the things that we believe in on this program, because we have so much dishonesty in this world, we've got politicians that lie to us, we've got presidents that lie to us, we have, we have given our trust and we have given our money over to people that are supposed to take care of it, and then we find that they've lied to us. Now, in the middle of all of that, you want to tell me that women are not allowed in the locker room at Augusta when you know full well, yes, they are.
Bill, you're missing the overall.
No, the overall may be what?
The overall is that women are not allowed to play at Augusta National Golf Course.
And well, it's a private course, okay?
It is a private course that does business with the public. Oh, now I've got you. Now I've got you. This is good. I've got you now. I thought you believed in people's rights.
I do. I just made a point that it's a private course.
It's a private course that does business with the public by way of the Masters Golf Tournament on CBS. Oh, man. Yeah, I got it. I just told Frank that you made a big mistake.
And Margaret, I understand the notion of doing public business, and that means that you are under the aegis of the civil rights legislation. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. I just pointed out it's a private course so people know. But you're right. If they do... everything that you're saying here is a smokescreen. You can't say they don't allow women in the locker room there when they do.
When you keep saying that, what you do is you obfuscate and you blow away a smokescreen that is a very valuable smokescreen. This is not a smokescreen of lies. This is a smokescreen that is going to help our women achieve equality, and that is to say that women are not allowed in the locker room in Augusta, even if they are. That is to keep filling in the minds of a young girl, as well as a woman, that Augusta, at the very end of the day, represents discrimination, it represents bigotry, and it represents a pulling back to the past of women. And so, no, they don't allow women reporters in the locker room. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. What you're saying is a lie.
It is a lie in service to a larger truth, and that is they don't allow women to play golf there, do they?
Margaret, what you're saying is a lie about...
Do they allow women to play golf there, yes or no?
Ms. Gray...
Yes or no?
They do not.
Uh-huh. It is bigotry. And I... Phil, I swear to God, you know something? I'm so sick of it. I am so sick of what has happened to women in this country and continues to happen to women in this country. I swear to God, someone's going to die.
Whoa.
I'm sorry I said that.
What does that mean?
It just makes me angry, and I'm telling you, something looks at me the wrong way.
Frank, are you there?
I'm here, Phil. I she needs to calm down, that we all need to calm down.
The idea that she wants to promote a lie in service to the truth, as she says. Let's take a break. Margaret Gray, who says they don't allow women in the locker room at Augusta, and she doesn't care if she's lying or not, because the way they treat women at Augusta, any lie that serves the larger truth is good. And you just heard what she said. She's so tired of the way women are being treated. Someone's going to die? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here, and we'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Joining us is Margaret Gray, who is at Augusta. She's actually in Atlanta tonight, was at Augusta yesterday for the Masters. You're getting into an area here that I've no problem with, Margaret, here on Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, and that is discussing the rights of people. But you're willing to lie to further your point.
Yes, I am, Phil. Yes, I am. I am tired of...
Well, hold on, because this is where you part company with me. You know...
Well, you have the luxury of all of these nice things. Here's where you part company with me. I don't really approve of this, Margaret. You are not a woman. You're not black. You're not Hispanic. And
well, you're not black or Hispanic either. All right?
But I am a woman, and I know what we have had to deal with. I know the price that we've had to pay.
But the point that I'm making to you and to my audience, what good do you do when you have to lie to further the truth?
It is not a lie to say that women are discriminated against at Augusta. All right? It's not a lie to say that women are not allowed to play golf there.
All right, but it is a lie to say that women are not allowed in as reporters into the locker room.
Not to the extent of yesterday. I was not allowed in. Now, it's true that I'd forgotten my press credential, but you cannot deny the fact that I was not allowed in. I was not allowed in. Are you hearing me?
You weren't allowed in because you didn't have your press credential. Is that right?
I was not allowed. Let's just stop the statement that I was not allowed in. Let's stop there. And
you can't stop there.
Oh, yes, I can, and I really have to tell you, Phil, I'm very tired of being a woman and being told what I can or can't do by a man. And
all right, I'm not telling you you got to do anything, Ms. Gray, but I'm saying that if you want me to take you seriously, when you say, let's stop, I was not allowed in.
Let's stop at that statement. I was not allowed into the locker room at Augusta. That's a true statement. Is it not also true that women are not allowed to golf at Augusta?
That's true.
Why?
It's a private club.
Well, no, it's not, because they do business with the public. Oh, boy, that feels good to be able to say that.
It's a private club because they do business with the public through the Masters Tournament. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
All right. Then I would say the following thing. As long as they don't run afoul of the law, the Masters can do anything it wants. I don't know that they're denying access to women. Are there women members?
I don't see any women out there golfing.
Are there women members?
I don't see any women out there golfing.
So you don't want to answer my question?
I just did answer your question. I don't see any women out there golfing.
Do they discriminate against women at Augusta?
I did not get into the locker room after the tournament.
You didn't get in because you told me that you had no press credential.
I tell you, Phil, the way women have been treated down through the years, and I'm going to say this as delicately as I can, but if someone looks cross-eyed at me tonight, I swear to God.
What is all this anger? I mean, if you're really angry...
What is all the anger? Do you know that not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, we actually observed the anniversary of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. Do you know who died in that fire?
A lot of women. You're absolutely right. A lot of women. They were garment workers.
You better believe it. You better. A lot of women died that night. And guess what? 100 years later, Augusta. What's the difference?
Oh, man, that's wrong. Is lying to serve a truth a good thing? The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hold on. Welcome back. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. To serve a greater truth, is it okay to lie, is really what we're talking about here, Margaret, because you want to say that you were not allowed in the locker room after the Masters yesterday, even though you were. I know you were not allowed in initially because you didn't have your press credential, but you were allowed in when they found your press credential. You were not denied access to the locker room because you're a woman, but you want people to believe that. Why?
Because that's essentially the philosophy of the Augusta Golf Course. They don't want women anywhere near there.
But it isn't true. It isn't true. They let women in. They may not allow women as members. And we can talk about the reasons for that, you know.
No, we cannot talk about the reasons why they will not allow women for members unless we can make it somehow worse so that people can pay attention.
And what happens, Margaret, when people say to you, you're lying? Why are you lying to me? Why can't you just say that they will not allow women as players? Why do you have to add on they will not allow women as reporters in the locker room? Why the need for that lie? Other than the fact that it serves a greater truth. What are you going to say to someone when they say you're lying? I know they do.
The average woman especially and the average man need to have this. I can't find any other way to say it. They need to have this shoved right in their faces. Most people, as long as life is serving them well, most people don't hear that scream in the distance. Most people don't hear the horrifying, blood-curdling scream of a woman who is being kept off the golf course at Augusta. Most people don't hear a woman crying for help in the night because she can't golf.
That really is disgusting.
I beg your pardon?
To use the image of a woman screaming into the night because she can't golf at Augusta.
That is what is happening psychically to every woman in America. How dare you judge me? How dare you judge me? I'm the one that was...
I'm going to take a phone call, and I think that that's... I'm sorry. I just think that's unconscionable.
How dare you judge me? I was the one that was not allowed access into that locker room yesterday. I was the one who, yes, Phil, was left standing to scream and bleed. In a very figurative sense and in a very symbolic sense, but nonetheless.
877-876-PHIL. How do you women feel about another woman saying that not being allowed to golf in Augusta is like being left to scream and bleed on a corner? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Corey in Topeka. Go ahead, sir.
Two things. Number one, this person is damaging her own credibility by falsifying facts to support her own conclusion. Ma'am, I understand your cause, and you have a right to have a cause, but to lie and twist facts in order to support your own conclusion destroys your own credibility. And then to, in turn, threaten physical violence on someone makes you a domestic terrorist.
I did not threaten any violence on any individual.
No, this man's right. You did in a very general sense.
I simply expressed, do you love it? I'm a woman, I'm not allowed to be angry. I love it. I'm a woman, and I'm not allowed to be angry.
You have every right to be angry, but to sit there and state someone is going to die over this is threatening physical harm on a person to their life, and that makes you a terrorist, ma'am.
I feel the way women are treated in this country, I am telling you, Corey, and I'm saying this to you as honestly as I can, I swear to God, if I see one more woman kept out of a locker room who needs to report on a golf tournament. You're right. I'm going to put my hands on someone, and I'm going to take someone's head off.
Were you held out of that locker room because you were a woman or because you did not have your press credentials, yes or no? Which way?
Because I was a woman.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
That is not a lie.
That is an absolute lie. You said you were held out of that room because you did not have your press credentials.
But the overall is what I'm talking about. Don't you men know what I'm talking about? The overall? The real
the overall. The overall is that you are modifying facts to support your own
yes.
cause, which in turn
Absolutely.
Creates you to be a liar.
That is a very... Well, you really like to throw the insults around, don't you?
Margaret, you know, you're never going to get for women the things that you want for women when it comes to Augusta or anything else. If Augusta doesn't allow women, this is, as I said, something we can talk about. But you haven't allowed us to do that. You want us to talk about something that doesn't exist. They don't allow women in the locker room. Bull crap. You know, you not being allowed in the locker room as a woman standing there bleeding and all of that stuff. Bull crap. These are things that ultimately, I think, ultimately hurt your case. And
well, Phil, let me explain something, because I don't think you or any of the men listening to your broadcast, I don't even think a lot of the women understand. Because I know I'm talking to a late-night audience of women who are generally up late at this hour because they've spent all day doing for other people, and now they have a few hours to themselves, a few hours to themselves to listen to the radio, to do some reading, to do some dishes, perhaps to sit and do some knitting, I don't know, to do some writing. I am talking to those women, too, and to the men that love them. Was I allowed into the Augusta Golf Club, into their locker room? The answer to that question initially was no.
And but why?
Will you allow me to finish? God.
Well, watch your language.
I'll watch my language when you... Was I allowed into that golf locker room, yes or no? The answer is no.
Because you didn't have your press credential.
Would you please... Phil, I...
Margaret, either you're going to tell the truth or you're not.
Would you please shut your mouth?
Now it's my turn. How dare you?
How dare you continue to talk that way when I'm trying to get a point out? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You want to hang up on me? Go ahead. Hang up on me. That's what men do. When men can't control women, they just shut them down. Go on.
No, I'm not going to hang up on you. I think allowing people to hear you does you more damage.
Big man.
877-876. Phil is our number. Let's go to another phone call here. On the line is Kathy in, I believe this is Richland, Washington. Go ahead, Kathy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Miss Gray that I don't think she's a very good representation of a woman, actually, that's got a lot of good sense. She acts like she's, like, off her medication or something. And
well, that's a very cheap shot. What does that mean? I don't understand that.
I don't understand why you think you should be allowed in the locker room when you didn't have sense enough to bring your pass. Why they wouldn't let anyone in without their pass? It has nothing to do with you being a woman.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because Augusta National Golf Course, which is a monument to golf in this country, it is considered, as you know, Kathy, almost a shrine to golf in America. Why not allow women to play on a course as lovely and as significant as that? Are we Americans? Yes, we are Americans.
I don't know a lot about the course or anything like that, but if it's private, then private organizations have a right what they want, regardless
not
of what anybody
if they're doing
thinks.
Not if they're doing business with the public, and in televising the Masters, they're doing business with the public. Score it. That's 3 points. That's from the top of the arc.
Oh, big deal. All right, look, you made your point.
I just don't understand why, you know.
And the second
I don't see it as a women's... I just don't see it as a women's issue.
Oh, it is. We have every right in the world to golf at that golf course. When I was kept out of that locker room...
Well, see, there you go. We have every right in the world to golf at that golf course when I was kept out of that locker room. There's two different issues here that you keep muddying the waters with.
No, I am not. And Kathy understands what I'm saying. Not being allowed in that golf course, in that locker room, is the same as not being allowed to golf.
Not being allowed in the locker room as a reporter is
that
not the same.
That does not even make any sense.
You don't sound like you're not rational. Let's go back to what you had just said earlier, because I want to go back to that. I'm off my medication. I got to tell you something. That takes so much guts. I almost want to say you're a man.
That, you know, Margaret.
I don't have anything else to say. I don't know. I don't think you're being a very good representative, and you're not acting very sane to me.
And you laugh at that? You laugh at my insanity?
Yeah, that's what we do. Thank you very much, Kathy, for your call.
Phil, I just let the record show that a woman that came on your program on this day, the 10th or the 11th of April, I forget which, do you have another date?
Not handy, no.
What's the date?
I don't know.
Thank you very much, Rick. On this date, April the 11th, the year of our Lord, 2011, a woman came on your program and said that women should have the right to golf at Augusta, and you and a woman from Richmond, Washington, who was up early to bale some hay or whatever she's doing, said I was mental. That hurts.
Margaret, I did not say that. The lady said that.
No, but I want all the other women out there that are sitting on their hands and that are going, you go, girl, but they're hiding in a closet. You know who you are. You know who you are. Hiding in a closet, sitting on your hands, rooting me on from, you know, under your sheets with the flashlight while you're doing whatever it is your husband wants you to do down there.
And all right, hold the line. Our number is 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Margaret Gray, who is a writer for the Dicklin Syndicate. She's at the Masters in Augusta. She is calling in to decry the women not being allowed to golf at the Masters. But in so doing, she's come up with a whole bunch of other horse dung, like she wasn't allowed into the locker room, and she had to push her way in. And the place, you know, it's like it's some sort of, she makes it sound like it is some kind of a horror den for women because they can't golf at Augusta. As women, do you care? Our number, 877-876-PHIL. She's also done something that here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots that we totally stand against, and that's lying in the service to a larger point. That's what gets this country in trouble every time. Well, I'll go ahead and tell a little white lie, because at least that's going to further my all-around fantastic point. Well, no, it ain't. 877-876-7445. Still to come tonight, Dave Oliva on violence between sports fans, plus the News Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Don't that make you want to eat your flathead?
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Okay, this is it. When I die and they lay me to rest. You know that song.
Well, that's not Spirit in the Sky.
Yes, it is. Who is the man that plays the music?
That's Rick, and he's right now, I don't want to bother him with that. I'd like to get back to our point. We have some phone calls to get to. Our number, 877-876. Phil, Margaret Gray on the line with us, was in Augusta, and she was at the Masters, and she was, she claims, not allowed into the locker room. Yes, you were.
I was, yes, eventually, after I pushed my way in. Phil, I have been, I actually, if you want to call it something, I bum-rushed the door.
You didn't bum-rush anything. You were allowed in when your credentials showed up.
All right. Thank you very much, Gene Dixon. You know who Gene Dixon was, don't you?
No, I don't.
Where you been? She was a psychic. And you sound as if you psychically have melded with me.
You told me that your credentials got there, and I think it's dishonest to say you were not allowed in the locker room when, in fact, you were. Augusta may be a lot of things. Don't misstate what they are. Here is Chris in Alaska on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Chris. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you very good, Chris, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Chris, yes.
Hi, I just want to, Margaret, I understand what you're doing, and I'm very happy you're trying to fight for women's rights and everything, but lying is never the right way. Lying is never right. It always comes to bite you in the ass.
Really? And what about when Bush lied to get us into Iraq?
Bush did not lie.
The issue at hand is lying about this to get us into Ronald Reagan.
I love how you laugh. I love how you laugh at the fact that a woman like myself, all right, was kept out of the locker room to report on what happened. And in a way, I feel as if I've been violated physically.
See, that kind
I'm
of bull crap.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but that's not going to... That lying is not going to get you there, and you should. I mean, women should be allowed to golf at that course, and if they're not, then that's sad. That is sad.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that, yeah. And
well, you're a big conservative, Mr. Henry. Since when do you care about women?
I care about civil rights. I care about civil liberties. I agree with that, but what I don't agree with is exactly what Chris is saying. Why do we have to lie?
Let me tell both of you something, all right? Ronald Reagan was shot in an assassination attempt back in 1981. He walked out of the limousine, and as he was walking out of the limousine into the hospital, he was saying things like, wow, you know, I feel great, and I'm walking. As soon as he got inside the hospital, he collapsed in a pool of blood and vomit.
Yeah.
Why did he lie? Why did he pretend like he felt good? That was a lie. Chris, I'll go to you first, then fill you back her up.
Whoa, wait a minute.
No, I want to know what Chris has to say about Ronald Reagan lying.
Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States, and he was obviously trying to let everyone feel better about the state of his health, and he probably felt like he could walk. And when he finally did get into the hospital and he did collapse, I don't know that it was in a pool of blood and vomit.
You lifted your leg to it.
I don't understand how these issues are related, but I'm just saying if you want to make a good stand for women, we need to be honest. I mean, I've worked with men all my life, and the way you get respect is by being honest and putting your head to the grindstone, and you put in about as much work as they do, and you get respect.
You know what? You know what's something I like you about, Chris? I really do. You are precious. You are precious. And I love your attitude. And when you say put your head to the grindstone, you know what you're talking about, and I know what I'm talking about. So let's get real. You're talking about men, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was...
All right, and when you're talking about men and putting your head to the what?
Oh, will you come on?
Well, let's get real. And I'll tell you something else. She's laughing. And it's for a young woman to laugh at the battle for women's rights.
She's laughing at the fact that you're going into these... You know, you're pretty sick and twisted in the way you say things.
Oh, really? Is this sick and twisted? Chris, tell me if I'm wrong. You've worked around men your whole life. Are they liars or are they not? Are they liars or are they not?
I think men are decent, and if you work as hard as they do, you will be respected.
You know what? I think you're precious, but you're lying. You know that I know you're lying.
Everybody's a liar here tonight, Margaret, except you. Everyone's a liar except you.
She knows full well that men lie. God, do they lie. Here's a lie for you. Here, you want to hear it? I had a vasectomy right after my marriage. You want another one?
All right. I think you did acquit yourself very well, Chris. I don't think there's any winning this argument.
Chris, I think you're a wonderful girl. I think you have a lot to learn, that's all.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. And we have time for one more call here. We've got, I think it's Kerwin. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Kerwin in Atlanta.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
My uncle has been a member of Augusta National now for about 30 years. And he has taken me up there many times. And
at last, we have someone who knows what they're talking about.
I've worked as a security guard at several PGA Tour tournaments. And I can tell you for a fact, at Augusta National, there are over 300 women members who golf on that golf course regularly on a very daily basis. And two, as being smart security...
What's your source of information for that, please?
I see them out there playing.
You see?
I'm out there physically...
He sees them...
seeing them playing. There are hundreds of women who play at Augusta National. Now, when you're talking about tournaments, as security guard, I can tell you for a fact, no one in the actual physical crowd is allowed into certain areas without proper credentials. I don't care who you are. Security guard, if we don't have our credentials with us, guess what? We're not allowed
in. Far out to me.
Kerwin, thank you. Thank you for clearing that up, Kerwin. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you for giving us a call. And that gentleman is a security guard out there, so I think he knows.
Sounds pretty far out to me. 300 women all at once trying to tee off.
He didn't say that.
Phil Hendry.
It's like going out there on a day with a lot of Koreans around.